Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any holiday shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And I want to thank everybody for voting for me. Coming up on Saturday, I will find out the results, and I will let everybody know in a special podcast, or actually on Sunday's show, either way. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Have Gun World Travel. Original air dates, January 24th, 1960, and the title is Netaheon. Hope you guys enjoy.
Your husband made his choice 10 years ago. If I interfere now in this life he's made for himself, you are the one who will be hurt.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin, I say good night now. I turned down bed for you.
Thank you, Miss Wong. I'm ready for it, all right. Where's a man down to have somebody bare their soul to him?
Talk with that man tonight.
Well, that man who was here is quite a famous surgeon, Miss Wong, from the East Coast. He's just learned that he has only 6 months to live.
Oh, too bad.
Now he's decided you better get his house in order.
Time to catch up, huh?
Uh-huh. He's a dying man, and suddenly his conscience has come alive.
Why, sir?
Yeah, 10 years ago, through carelessness, clearly a matter of malpractice, he allowed the patient to die, and he placed the blame on a young doctor working with him.
And
there was no way the young doctor could defend himself. He had a very promising career, which naturally was ruined. He felt he had brought disgrace to his wife and family, so he left them. Just disappeared, and that was 10 years ago.
Long time.
Now, this man, this surgeon, wants me to find the young doctor. He wants to make it right. Thinks he can just wipe out the past 10 years.
You take care of me, Sir Paladin?
Well, if he thinks he can buy absolution this way, it's all right with me. In my search for Amos R. Bradbury, M.D., I pursued false leads and wrong hunches for 2,739 miles and came to one decision. That I would never again leave the Carlton Hotel on any assignment more difficult than finding a needle in a haystack. After following a trail to the mouth of the Missouri River in Dakota Territory, which ended in another discouragement, I decided to give up and took passage downriver on the packet Yellowstone Bell. The small stern wheeler carried a cargo of fur pelts and one other passenger. His name was Benjamin Tubbs, a tough, grizzled old mountain man. The fourth day, as usual, we had tied up to the riverbank at sundown. Sometime before daylight, I awakened and went out on deck. My fellow passenger was standing at the rail.
I should have thunk any mush-head misbegotten son would have knowed better than to sit tight with a payload of skin stinking up his boat, holding out an invite this close to them hostiles.
I beg your pardon?
You might as well leaf duck, mister.
An arrow.
Just keep down, mister. There's more coming.
This is a Rickaraw country, isn't it? I didn't know they were hostile.
Used to be mostly friendly. But they got their dandruff back a piece because they were cheated by some white fur traders.
Well, they want the cargo?
That and a few scalps. Yeah. There's only 8 of us on this tub, but there's about 600 of them Indians strung out along them riverbanks.
How can you tell? It's too black out there to see anything.
Why, it's my business, mister. I'm a scout.
Oh, I see.
I can smell them, and I know this isn't any time to sit still and argue. We got to get.
Hey, listen. You hear that across the other side?
Yeah. Oh, them mean toad-eating varmints. He's putting into the water with their pirogues.
They're going to surround us.
Looks like we're going to have to argue after all. My might as well break out the rifles.
Hey, Tubbs, they're using fire arrows.
Well, that's it, mister. One of them catches this here little old dried-up hunk of wood we're floating on, it's just going to go up.
And one of them did. There goes the wheelhouse. I better get the water bucket.
No, it won't do no good. They're coming from all sides.
Look, the crew's putting the skiffs in the water. Come on, let's give them a hand.
Wait a minute. I got to get my orders. In my cabin.
Your orders? Tubbs, come back. Tubbs, will you? Tubbs, will you?
Here,
let me get it off.
Oh, it knows you. It's scorching hot. I'm pinned down tight. Go on, get yourself off this tub.
No, I can't.
Go on and get this leg. I think it's busted. I can't move.
Here, give me your arm.
Oh, easy now, easy. Sure deal, mister. But we get off this tub, we still got them speaking redskins to take care of.
Well, one thing at a time. Let's go.
This is the cold season. What do medical authorities say about the common cold? Doctors tell us there's no known drug which will cure a cold. There are effective medications for treating complications accompanying or following a cold. If you've been taking sensible precautions and still have one cold after another, it's best to see your doctor. And here's another important health tip. When you have a cold and need a laxative, that's the time to rely on Gentle X-Lax. Pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. X-Lax gets along with any cold remedies you may be taking, and X-Lax works where nature wants, in the lower tract, not the stomach. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax won't disturb sleep. Gives you the closest thing to natural action the next morning. You're well on your way toward your normal regularity without upset or discomfort. So when you have a cold and need a laxative, take X-Lax, the laxative you can use with complete confidence. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. X-Lax.
The burning Yellowstone bell made an eerie glow against the black of the night. The river was alive with shadowy dugouts, and the Indians were no longer silent, but shrill, now with their victory. Benjamin Tubbs and I slipped into the river, and with my arm across his chest, we went deep under the water to the far bank. I managed to pull him up on the marshy slope, and I half carried and half dragged him, and we fought our way through swampy jungle growth until I lost all track of time. Finally, we reached a rocky clearing, and the sun was high.
Oh, mister... This is where Ben Tubbs is going to have to call quits. I just got to sit.
Well, Ben, I don't see how you've been able to take it this far here. Easy now. You can lean up against this rock here. I think we better take a look at that leg of yours.
Oh, well, let me tell you, this here leg better not be giving me any trouble. I got my orders. I got a report for duty.
Who are you scouting for?
7th Cavalry.
Well, this... leg doesn't look too good.
Well, it hurts like Billy. Hey, look up there.
Yeah. Looks like an Indian pony.
Oh, one Indian. Must be 100 more like it. Just now, Benjamin Tubbs ain't got a lick of fight left in him.
That's an Indian, all right. Headed right toward us. Ah, it's a woman. It's an Indian woman.
Wow, well, no.
Vahi Nomoto. Nomoto Ohinyan.
You speak Sioux language?
No, I'm afraid that's about it.
Then I speak your language. From high place there on the rock, I have watched you. You have need of help.
Oh, you sure hit a smack dab on the button that time.
May I offer to serve you?
Oh, wait now, Injun gal. We ran into a peck of trouble with them Rickaras. You know anything about
that? I am not of that tribe. I know nothing. I am called Monasea.
Monasea, this is Benjamin Tubbs. My name is Paladin.
Sight of you sure put a shine on this morning. You're the prettiest little thing I ever did see.
Mr. Tubbs speak brave and happy words, but there is pain in voice. A man's leg does not lie crooked on ground like that. He must see doctor.
Well, how do we do that?
I have been on errand. I return to my home now. I take you there to a man of great wisdom as healer.
One of your medicine men?
One of your medicine men, Mr. Tubbs. He is of your people.
The white man? A doctor?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Wisaka Kiksiyani.
Maybe that's his Indian name, but I mean his real name. His name is a white man. Now, what is it?
His name is Wisaka Kiksiyati.
I see.
We must not delay. Already it will be nightfall before we reach village. Mr. Paladin, will you help me make splint for broken leg of Mr. Tubbs so it will cause him less pain to travel?
Oh, you're a nurse, Monasaya?
I learn much from my husband.
Your husband?
Wisaka Kiksiyapi.
It's a good thing we lashed Ben to that saddle. It looks like he's fainted.
It is drowsiness from fever. It was not a good sign. But it is merciful. He has endured much pain.
He's a tough old fellow. Say, Monasaya.
Yes?
The reason I was interested in the name of this doctor, your husband.
Yes?
Well, I was hired to find a certain Dr. Amos Bradbury who left his home on the eastern coast of this country because of an injustice that was done to him. I followed his trail for many miles and finally to Fort Union here on the river.
What did you mean by injustice?
Well, the man who wronged him is dying and wants to make amends. Now, Bradbury had a wife and a child, and he felt that he had brought disgrace to them. But now the truth will be told, and his family and the world he left will learn that there was no dishonor.
And why do you tell me this, Mr. Paladin?
Well, Monasaya, I've been thinking. It's been 10 years. The doctor has probably made a new life for himself. Perhaps he has found a pleasant place to live, someone to share it with him. And maybe he'd just as soon forget what's past.
Mr. Paladin, my husband's name as white man is Amos Bradbury.
Somehow I thought so.
His Indian name, Wisaka Kiksiyapi, is Sioux. It means man who remembers.
Even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years, you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. That's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch, quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. What's more, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Just apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet hair, rub in 1 minute. This way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water. Lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes, with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, dandruff's gone. At the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. To get rid of dandruff problems forever, brighten hair too. Use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
And so, like that, after all the days and all the miles, my search was ended. But it didn't seem to matter just then. More important at the moment was to see that Ben Tubbs got the care he needed. When we reached the Indian village, his condition was serious, and Monasaya had some men carry him immediately to a little stone building set up as a hospital. She didn't mention the doctor again that night, nor did I. She bandaged my burned hand, gave me food and a blanket, and I spent the night under a cold sky. In the morning, I went to see Ben. He was lying on a narrow cot in a small, bare room. When he saw me, he made a quick brush at a big tear on his grizzled old face, scowled, and cut loose.
That rubber-headed stinking varmint. Rotten dumb squat.
Ben.
Mister, do you know what that doctor done? He cut off my leg. That's what he done.
He had to do it, Ben. It was your leg or your life.
What's the good of a life to a scout who ain't got two legs?
After a while, you'll be getting around again, just as tough as ever.
Look, I had my orders. I was on the way to report to the 7th Cavalry. Special Scout, signed to General George Custer. Can I be hopping one-legged after Sitting Bull?
Sitting Bull?
Darn tootin'. This time, Custer's a-going after Sitting Bull himself. I was aiming to be in on it, standing on my own 2 feet.
And there'll be other battles for you, Ben.
Oh, there ain't gonna be another battle with Custer and Sitting
Bull.
Well,
Ben, maybe one of these days we can get together and make it up to you. For... Well, I have to find one to see it, Ben. I'll see you later.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning, Monsieur.
Do you want to see my husband now?
Well, I've been looking for him a long time now, but I'm not quite sure whether I want to see him or not.
I do not understand.
Monsieur, what I was trying to tell you last night, I don't think that I have any right to interfere in this life he's made for himself here. He made a choice 10 years ago. Maybe it's a good one.
Mr. Paladin, do you perhaps feel you not wish to go through with this because it will hurt Munasaya?
Maybe.
I tell my husband last night about your search.
You did?
I tell him that he can return to his world now, that the way has been made for him to go in honor.
What did he say?
He say he not go.
Huh. You see?
Like you, Mr. Paladin. He not wish to hurt Monasaya. Walk with me to the river.
All right.
Do you see there? The tall rock on the bluff?
Yes.
That is Inyan Waslata. It is the figure of a woman holding child.
Uh-huh.
My people have legend that a certain brave once took a second wife, and first wife became jealous. And when tribe moved on, she refused to follow but remained by her lodge, holding her child. And when many days passed, and still she had not joined them, the tribesmen became concerned and returned to look for her. And they found her sitting by her lodge, holding her child. But she had turned to stone.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Wait. So the tribesmen picked up the stone figure, and they carried it back with them. And after that, wherever tribe moved, Inyan Waslata was carried along. She was always there, the image of the first wife and child.
Maybe I do understand.
Of course. Always in the life of Monasaya is the image of first wife and child. Mr. Paladin, you do the job you set out to do. You take Dr. Amos Bradbury back to his world.
Oh, but what about you, Monasaya?
My own village is farther upriver. I have a pirogue already stocked. I go to my own people now.
You mean right now? Without letting Bradbury know? Seems to me he should have something to say in this decision.
He is with Sakakiksiapi, Mr. Paladin. The man who remembers. The image of the first wife and child is always in his life, too.
Monasaya.
Yes?
You can count me as the man who remembers where you're concerned.
Nata Imhun, Mr. Paladin.
What does that mean?
Good hunting.
Nata Imhun to you, Monasaya.
Mr. Paladin. Welcome home.
Hello, hey boy. Could you get my bag on the seat there, please?
Oh, Isa. You've been gone a long time. Have a nice trip.
Well, I did what I was hired to do. I went in search of a man, found him, and he seemed grateful that I had. He rejoined his family. I hope it was the right thing.
You hope? You don't know?
Nope.
Why?
Well, hey, boy, if I hadn't found him, a very lovely woman would still have much happiness in her heart rather than sadness.
Well, who is this woman?
I'll explain it to you later, hey, boy. Take the bag out to my room, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stop in the bar. I'll be there for a while.
Well, good hunting, Mr. Paladin.
Good hunt? Not to aim, hon. Well...
sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing three-layer tablet now bringing real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergent helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Gun Will Travel, created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun Will Travel by Ann Dowd. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns and Lillian Byatt. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.